This is a really interesting story. Michelle Alexander is going to help us out. She's wearing a device which is the world's first single-unit processor for cochlear implants.
Uh-huh.
So what it doesn't have anymore is that you don't have a separate hawk or separate coil or cable, and the whole implant is actually inside the ear. So you could cover it with hair. You wouldn't even know you've got it in there,
right,
which is a huge development in this area. Michelle's joining us right now. I'm sure she doesn't mind us saying she's in our age group. She's in her early 50s. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Now, you lost your hearing suddenly. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes, about 6 years ago. I'd already lost my hearing in one ear, but it didn't bother me. And then overnight, the other ear just went.
So what, you couldn't hear a thing, or just was all muffled? What could you hear?
No, it went down to about 20%, so
wow.
I couldn't hear anything.
All right, now you've had this device in. It's called the, what is it actually called, the Rondo?
A Rondo, Medel Rondo.
Okay, now you've got it fitted. When did you get it fitted?
I got it fitted last Tuesday.
Okay, and what does it actually do? Why is it different to any other form of device?
Well, most people know hearing aids. They tend to be reasonably big. They fit into the ear, and then they hook over the ear. This is just like a round disc, and because I've already had a cochlear implant, which means that I've got some electrodes through my cochlear in my skull and a magnet, then it just sits onto my skull with a magnet. It's just attached. It's fantastic.
Michelle, how important to you is it, that that item is discreet, that most people don't know that it's there?
Oh, look, I think in the first instance, I think people are very judgmental. And when I first went deaf, I had this stupid idea that deafness was a weakness. You know, six years on now, I know that that's not the case. It hasn't changed me because I'm deaf.
Yep.
But it does change people's personalities, and we become very introverted because we can't hear properly. So for me, I'm a proud hearing aid wearer, and my hair is reasonably short, but you cannot see it. But that's not the main reason that I got these. It's so that I can wear sunglasses. Living in Perth, you need sunglasses all the time. And it's really difficult when you've got hearing aids hooked over your ears trying to wear sunglasses or glasses and things like that as well.
Mm. And as far as its effectiveness and the way it works, is it good?
Oh, amazing. I have to keep touching. I've got two, actually, one either side. I'm bilateral.
Yep.
And I have to keep touching them because they're so light. And I can put my hair behind my ears, and I keep thinking, is it still there? Is it still there?
Sure.
I mean, obviously, if it wasn't there, I wouldn't be able to hear.
So do you work for Rondo?
Sorry?
Do you work for this mob, or are you just separate?
No, sounds like one of their best clients. I'm a business coach in Perth. And when I lost my hearing 6 years ago, my world just came crashing down. And the Ear Science Institute, where I go and get my my audiology tests on a regular basis, there's a most amazing gentleman by the name of Professor Marcus Atlas, and he was my surgeon, and he just basically said, Michelle, you really have no option. After all the tests and everything, cochlear implant's the way to go.
Is it expensive? How much does it cost, the whole process?
Oh, look, yes, it is expensive, but what's expensive?
Yeah,
you know,
if you
can't hear, which was my situation,
yep,
then I had no life without hearing.
Good on you, Michelle. Well, thanks for taking our call this morning, and I'm keen to have a look at it. Take care.
That's lovely. Thanks.
Good on you, Michelle Alexander there.